Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, our program, Bible Questions and Answers on Thursday night, and tonight, Tuesday night, we have Bible, Biblical Preaching and Teaching. We have Brother Johnson and Brother Williams from Wharton, Texas, Brother Lewis Parker, the fourth minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ. They sponsor this program, and I'm Lewis Parker, Jr., from Darien Luke, on the program as well. We want to get a good kickoff because we know we got a good holiday that comes every year, Thanksgiving Day. And you know something that has nothing, we say it's Thanksgiving Day, but it's a good drinking, eating day, drunk, and people just killing each other on the highways and everything else. And if it's Thanksgiving, all thanks should go to God. And we are a Christian nation, we claim to be, one nation under who? God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, one nation under God. And now we are one of the most holistic nations on planet Earth right now because we wiped God out of our nation, per se. But the Church of Christ is still here. And Jesus said it'll be here till he come back. And those of us that are members of the church, let us be faithful unto death so that we can walk on the streets of gold in heaven. Nobody on planet Earth in this generation will be going to heaven unless they are a member of the only church in the Bible and following its instructions. And we just need to keep that going very, very strong right now because this country is leaning toward all kinds of hell and holistic situations. Our supreme authority said a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Telling God the Father he's a lie. That man can marry another man. Now, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We have become a wicked, wicked nation. We have Brother Johnson and Brother Williams on with us from Barrett Station. They want to kick us off with some good, hot news out of the Bible. Who's coming on first now, Brother Johnson or Brother Williams?
I got it.
Yes, sir. Introduce yourself in the church, okay?
All right. Excuse me. This is Brother James Johnson. About to broadcast the good news, the word of God, to a long generation. I'm going to be reading from the book of Ezekiel tonight to get us started. Mm-hmm. Chapter 33 is also found in chapter 3, but I'm going to deal with 33 tonight. Yes. That'll be a part of my Sunday morning sermon, Brother Williams. So. Yes. I'm going to give you half of it, but I'm not going to give you all of it, because that's a whole lot of good Sunday.
Yes.
But anyway, the Bible says, now listen to what it says here, in chapter 33 of Ezekiel, I'm going to start with the first verse.
Uh-huh.
And again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people,
mm-hmm.
and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their own coast and set him for their watchman,
yes.
if when he sees the sword come upon the land
yes.
and he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword cometh and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The Bible telling us something here, brethren.
Yes.
It's time to wake up the nations.
Amen.
It's time to wake up the people.
That's right.
It's time to wake up your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to wake up your friends.
Yes.
With the word of God.
Amen.
You see, people are sleeping. They're sleeping too long, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
They're dead, and they don't even know it. Well, we got Christians that are dead, and we know the world is dead.
Yes.
Because the world has never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, you see, when we are dead, we're just dead.
Yeah.
And there's no hope in death.
Yes.
There's no hope in death if you're on the outside of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Now, if you are on the inside of Jesus Christ and have lived faithfully unto Jesus Christ, Revelation 2 and verse 10, then you got hope.
Yes.
No man can be saved on the outside of the body of Christ.
Amen.
If not a member of the church of Christ, he will never, never see God face in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
The world is going away faster and faster.
Yes.
Policemen can't sit in their cars. Children can't ride to school, but they were showing today.
Yes.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm.
Oh, 5 children killed on the bus, Brother William. They were riding a school bus with a 24-year-old driver.
Mm-hmm.
And the children, got 5 of them got killed. 23 of them is in a bad shape.
Yes.
It's a situation.
Yes.
We better get in this book, and we better stay in this book.
Amen.
This book is the only thing that can save your spiritual life.
Amen.
I didn't say physical life. I said spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see our God, you're going to have to come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no excuse for this. God has gave us the greatest book in the universe.
Yes.
We need to pick it up daily and read it for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And study the word of God. Men are dying and going to hell.
Amen.
Sin what will destroy a nation.
Yes.
Sin is killing the people. We need a doctor, the great physician.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the greatest physician. He can heal your soul and my soul. We are watchmen for the people.
Amen.
Amen.
We can warn them regardless of what they want to hear. You know, a lot of people talking about, well, are we going to have Bible study tomorrow night? Brethren, we need to be having it every night.
Amen.
I'm saying it like it is. We got folk in the Church of Christ don't even want to worship God like they used to in the old days.
Yeah.
We got folk do not want to stay with the book like they did in the old days.
Yeah.
Amen.
We got folks leaving the Church of Christ,
yes,
going into something that's not even written in the Scripture.
Yeah.
The Bible is accepted. We are watchmen. What are we going to do? Are we going to preach the gospel, or are we going to play with the book?
Preach the word.
Man, preach the gospel.
Hold the Bible and preach this book.
That's right.
I don't care who don't like it. Sunday, I'm going to bring it all the way to life. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who hate it. The gospel must be preached.
Man.
And if we're not going to, just put it away and go ahead on and die and go to hell with the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't play with God. Do not play with God. Do not mess with God.
That's right.
God has blessed us this day.
Amen.
To be on the radio station with his word. Somebody out there in your land is hearing the word of God. They may not respond to it, but I tell you what. If they call in, they're going to get a Bible answer tonight.
Amen.
They'll get a Bible answer anytime it needs to be given to them.
All right.
We ain't wasting no time. People need to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every day is Thanksgiving to me.
Amen.
I don't celebrate just because it's a once a year thing. That's the world denomination of it.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm thanking God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thursday is Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. We better wake up and look at the clock and see what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The word of God is true. You see, Ezekiel said, warn the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are watching. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17, he said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, first to the Jews, also to the Greeks.
Yes.
But therein is the righteousness of God revealed
Amen.
To faith. As it is written, the just shall live
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
Brethren, we better preach
Amen.
The book.
Yes.
God is going to hold us to account for this.
Amen.
Ezekiel telling us that God is going to hold us for this. All in man's heart are evil thoughts.
That's it.
Amen.
Go back to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and read verses 6 through 8.
Yes.
And you will see his heart is corrupt.
Continually.
Daily.
Yes.
Not one day,
Amen.
I said day, every day.
Yep.
He wake up with evil on his mind.
Yep.
He lay down with
Whoa.
Evil on his mind. He can't talk with nothing but evil. How he can get a hold of this. How he can kill somebody. How he can rob somebody. How he can murder somebody. All of this proceeds from the heart of man.
Yes.
Matthew 15, verse 18 through 20. Oh, the Bible is right.
Yes.
We need to get on board, church.
Amen.
We need to get in the ship and stay in the ship.
Mm.
Oh, I'm talking about the church of Christ.
Yes.
The only church you can read about in the Bible. Romans 16,
yes.
verse 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss.
Yes.
As the church of Christ salutes you.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Need to preach the word.
Yes.
Be faithful
Amen.
To our God. Steadfast in the word, brethren. What is wrong with us? Don't we see enough tragedy on the TVs and the radios every day?
Yes.
If you
yes.
can't wait in the morning at 6 before you hear somebody that got shot. Policemen are getting killed. Children are getting killed. Parents are
Amen.
Getting killed. Neighbors are getting killed. Everybody's shooting a gun now.
Wow.
You don't even have to go to the store to buy the gun. Just go on the street. On the street corner, the man selling rifles and grenades and guns and everything.
Amen.
Well, the Lord go take care of it. No, he's not.
All right.
He's not going to do nothing but you do something.
Amen.
You got to make steps in your life. You got to put away the evil.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put away the
Amen.
The Bible means in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us. What is our problem? Why won't we stand up? We denomination is all over the world now. And we act like we don't have God in our lives. Oh, well, the church sprang up. Oh, we don't talk against it. It's wrong. I don't care what they put up.
Yes.
They got 35 million and more. They
yes.
still wrong if they don't have the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
That's what the problem is. Men are filling up buildings. And now we got some of our own brethren don't want to baptize nobody.
Oh,
they want to get the water.
Mm.
Oh, you say like the book of denomination will say it. That's because they weak in faith and lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't have the knowledge of God.
That's it.
We don't have the knowledge hardly down here. And every generation, people getting away from the Bible, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
They getting away. Are you telling the Church of Christ. You need to tell me God got all these people down here, and he's going to destroy. God going to take care of business. He's going to take care of his own because he said he would.
Amen.
But the sinner is going straight to hell if he don't get it right with God.
Amen.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
We must preach that fire brimstone service today.
Yeah.
And it's just getting around there. It's just trying to tell somebody, well, you know, I ain't going to preach that because he's going to run off from the church. He ain't running off from the church. He's running off from the Lord. Because he was already in the church. He left the Lord. So he's out of the spiritual kingdom, and he's lost. Running from a building never saved him, no way. The Lord saved him and added him to the church, and he's going to be a member of the body of Christ.
Man.
He got today want to be everything but be in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
It is a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
We don't pay for it.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all, good people, something. You take me at my word on this one. I believe it's going to happen, Brother William. God is allowing this man to get in the White House. Now, watch what my program is going to tell you now. He allowed this man to get in the White House, but you know this man don't know nothing about God. All he said, well, I can buy this. I got all of this stuff. He made a mention of today about how much he got overseas, and he never mentioned nothing about God. God's going to use him to wake the church up, and we got to wake up before that man gets in the White House. Because that man's going to do something that was coming here in hiding, but nothing but white supremacists, and I know what he's doing.
Amen.
Got a black man in the supremacist court, all of his white folks, and every one of them are Republicans, and they're going to take the nation down. Let's make money, going to buy everything.
Yeah.
It's not. Money will cause you to go to hell if you don't be careful. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Brother William, get me Matthew 6.
Yes. All right.
Matthew 6. We start reading at verse 19 through 24. We're going to find out something. And then, Brother Parker, you got your Bible there?
No, I'm not there with it right now.
All right. Well, I have my brother Israel William to read these scriptures. We're going to prove something to you.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 6, start at verse 19 through 24. Let's see what God says about this situation.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth.
Do not lay up treasures up on this earth. Read.
And moth and rust doth destroy.
And moth and rust doth destroy.
And where thieves break through and steal.
And are they not doing it?
Yep.
They breaking through and stealing your money.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Lay up treasure for yourself in heaven.
Where neither moth nor rust destroy.
Where neither moth nor rust destroy.
Where thieves do not break in and steal.
Where thieves do not break in and steal.
For where your treasure is.
Where your treasure is.
There your heart will be also.
Yeah, where your heart will
be.
To me. This man that everybody voted for.
Yeah.
His heart is not in Christ.
Right.
His heart is in his treasure because he says today. I can buy you and sell you.
Mm.
But we talking about a man that supposed to be what? He ain't God-fearing. But if I can buy you and sell you, Brother Papa, I can buy some of you Christians and do that.
Amen.
Oh, we got to pay for it, brother.
Yeah.
I kept telling everybody, don't let that man. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I see where we headed.
Yes.
He said he's going to build a wall, but other folks can't get in. Don't he know they have airplanes like we do?
Yeah.
Don't he know that they got bombs and machine guns like we got?
Yeah.
We finna have another war that we ain't gonna like.
All right.
Oh, we better wake up and get this book out of the way.
Amen.
Oh, God should get the preacher. What's the problem? It ain't Donald Trump don't want me.
All right.
If he's running you better get away from him. Because he'll carry the head with him because he ain't thinking about God.
All
he's thinking about is how he could set up his program. He said he don't even need the $450,000 that the president gets paid once a year.
All right.
He said that
several
times on TV.
Yes.
He said he don't need, he said he makes that in a day at his hotel. He bought the hotel in Florida.
Yes.
He bought the big golf course in Florida. Mm-hmm. He done used all the money. And guess what? He just paid out $25 million to the university that he had set up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This man, as then he said, if he had his way, guess what he said he'd do? He still sent Hillary to prison, but he can't do it because he don't have that authority. He's not an FBI director.
Amen.
Well, I would put a dollar on this man.
Mm.
This man talking crazy, and he reminded me of Nebuchadnezzar.
All right.
In the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was above everything, but when God got through with him in Daniel chapter 4, beginning at verse 13 through 24, he had this man crawling on his knees.
Eating
grass. And eating grass and long man turned ugly, and this man had a plenty of money, and his money couldn't do nothing for him. Lord have mercy.
God,
Lord, Leroy, we got to preach this book, brother.
Yes, sir.
God, we got to preach this book. Get deep in the book.
Yes, sir.
I made a vow to my God. I said, God, just give me one more chance. I said, I preach the book and nothing else, and I meant what I said.
The Bible. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, this world said to go to hell.
Preach the word.
Brother Parker, this world is going to go to hell. We better preach it.
Yes.
Amen.
What they said not, I already see it.
Mm-hmm.
See, God said in his word in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, he said, my people perish because they don't know the law.
That's it.
In other words, they don't know God.
The Lord.
Amen.
And so if you perish, you go to hell.
Yep.
Simple as ABC. Oh, the Bible is just too plain. What is wrong with us? Well, you see, what is wrong with us? We don't want to do God's will.
We're not thinking about it.
We're not thinking about God. We're not thinking. We say, you know what all we're talking about is money.
Amen.
Let me show you something. Brother William, you got your Bible there? Open it to 1 John.
Chapter 2.
We're going to find out about this money deal.
Yeah.
1 John chapter 2, start at verse 15 through 17. Oh, God, could you get somebody?
Watch this money.
This money going to hell?
Yes.
When you get there, read it.
1 John chapter 2.
Start at verse 15.
Beginning at verse number 15, the Bible says, do not love the world.
Do not love the world. Hear that, Brother Parker?
Nor the things in the world.
All the things in the world.
If anyone loves the world.
If anyone loves the world,
the love of the Father is not in it.
The love of the Father, yes, God is not in you. Jesus Christ is not in you. Oh, Lord, I bet we're going to lose our soul. No foolishness.
Amen.
That is in the world.
All that is in the world is what?
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the eye.
The lust of the eye.
And the pride of life.
And the pride of life.
Is not of the Father.
Is not of the Father.
But is of the world.
But is of the world.
Amen.
Is passing away.
And the world is passing the world.
And the lust of it.
Brethren, we are dying. We are going away from the fast. Read.
Mankind
is passing.
But he who does the will of God, that was what he said.
Forever.
Ain't that beautiful?
Amen.
He said he'll abide forever if he do the will, keep doing the will of God.
Yes, sir.
So I'm determined to do the will of God. What about yourself? Are you determined to do the will of God, or are you going to quit?
Got to do God's will.
All right, then. Talk to me now.
Amen.
We got to do God's will.
No matter what.
No matter how long it costs us, or how long, or we have to go through death. Just go on for it and keep on.
You know, faithful. Unto death.
Let me show you another point. It's a lot of our problem in the church again. Go to James. Brother William.
All right.
James chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
It started at verse 1 through 4. Here's some of our, this is in the church of Christ. This is talking to the church of Christ. This ain't talking to the world.
Yeah.
Listen to what he said.
Where do wars and fighting come from?
Oh, where do wars and fighting come from? Read.
Do they not come from your desires?
Oh, look at that. Don't that come from your, you know what your desires are.
Wars in your members.
As in your members, that's talking about the church of Christ. Read.
You ask.
You ask.
You do not receive.
You do not receive.
Because you ask amiss.
You ask amiss. Oh, Lord.
You may consume it
man.
Upon your own pleasure.
Read.
Adultery.
Oh.
And adulteresses.
Oh.
Do you not know
yeah.
that with the world is enmity with God?
Do you know if you be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God?
Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That the scripture says in vain,
oh,
the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Not worthy
stuff tonight.
Yes.
Oh, God, go get you. You better wake up.
Amen.
Oh, that's part of my lesson.
Amen.
But you know what? I'm going to bring it to the church Sunday.
Yes.
And we're going to hear what God got to say.
I love God.
You don't love
Amen.
God, you might go to hell. No, no. Because there's nothing else going to get you into heaven but love.
Amen.
God said he is love. And we got to love God. We got to love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't love one another, you're going to hell. That's the truth of the Bible. I'm going to show you that. I'm not lying to you. Brother William, go to 1 John chapter 2.
Already.
And look at verse 9 through 11.
All right. The Bible says,
we're going to prove this Bible is right.
1 John chapter 2.
Amen.
The Bible says, he who says that he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness.
Oh, he's already in sin. He's been in hell.
Until now.
Read.
He who loves his brother abides in the light.
Oh,
and
Lord.
There is no cause for stumbling in him.
Oh,
but
Lord.
He who hates his brother is in darkness.
Who hates his brother is in darkness.
And walks in darkness.
And walks in darkness. He's walking in sin and can't see.
And does not know where he is going.
Oh,
because
Lord.
The darkness has blinded his eyes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Now, watch this.
I write to you, little children.
Go ahead.
Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, Father, because you have known him from the beginning. I write to you, young men. Because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
Oh, Lord. Do you know the Father? Do we know the Father?
We've spoken.
Yeah.
Know the Father.
Amen.
That's what I'm asking. Do we know the Father? Now, if we don't know the Father, we're in trouble.
Amen.
God, Jesus Christ is the Father.
Amen.
He's the Father of all of us.
He loves
us to do what's right.
Amen.
If we're not going to do what's right, we're going to hell. Let's just say the way it is. Let's not be around the bush of hell. I'm going to say that word because, you know, that's too offensive. Well, let's ask you something. Why did God put it in the book?
Why did Jesus put it? Amen.
Amen.
It's a warning. That's exactly right, Brother William.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Because you know what? If we don't take heed to it, I bet you we'll go there. We'll go there freely.
Amen.
Amen.
Hearings are gone.
Satan do not have the door locked.
Nope.
You know what? I know something about Satan and Jesus both. Jesus got his door locked. You can't walk in.
Yeah.
Satan,
you can't
break in. But Satan got his door open all the time.
Yeah.
And never have to break in, just walk on in.
Yeah.
And stay there, because you're not coming out once you go there.
Right, that's right.
Oh, the Bible is so plain, brother. We need to go back and check the book.
Yes,
ourselves.
Yes.
See if we follow the book. I'm here to preach the gospel to you.
Amen.
The Bible tells us how to get in Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't lie to us. We lie to ourselves when we do not obey God's will.
That's right.
God has told us how to do it. What more do we need?
Nothing.
We don't need nothing else but and follow God. You know what? It's getting bad, Brother William. Christians are more worried about money than some of these people out in the world.
Oh, yeah.
material. They done got so materialistic. If I ain't got me a new car, I can't make it. Wait, what was you doing before you got a car? You was walking.
You were making it.
Yeah. If you ain't got a car, get a bicycle.
Yep.
If you ain't got a bicycle, then walk.
Yep.
Ride the bus. They got all kinds of transportation. But we want to be so classic and so debonair, I got to have me a car because so-and-so got a car.
Yep.
Then here's the point. Can you make the notes on the car?
Amen.
As in the car.
Yep.
Can you keep up the insurance on the car?
All that's necessary.
Oh, yeah. That man stopped you on the road. You say, I will go get me some, officer.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to hear it. You should have had it, huh? Got to have it.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see what I'm saying? We ought to be that concerned about Christ and His Word.
Yeah. Got to go to
heaven.
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to see what's up there.
Amen.
See, if you got the desire to go, God will keep the door open for you.
Amen.
He will bless you. You got to take God serious.
That's it.
Amen. Pray up.
Nah.
You know what, brother? We ought to make a habit now, deep habit, of praying 5 to 6 times a day.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I pray sometimes. I said, who is you talking to?
Yeah.
I had to ask the doctor, look at it. I'm talking to the boy that hears everything.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm talking to the boy that hears everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
amen.
Lord. Brethren, we better pray just to make it today.
Pray always.
Huh?
Yeah.
I gotta pray because God's word, this same book. Every time I look at the judgment, Brother William, I see God's face there.
Yeah.
Better be something. You better get right
Amen.
With me. You better stay right with me.
Amen.
You better not play with me. You better not fool around here and lose your soul because of your fellow man out there in the world. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
Man.
All of the scriptures that we read, brethren, are warning to the church of Christ.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, they don't have Christ.
Yes.
I don't care how much money they got. I don't care how much they live better than we make, they claim to do.
Yeah.
I ain't living down here, Brother William. I'm going to worry about living better in heaven.
That's it. That's where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
Then we're going to hell.
Amen.
And the Bible won't do us no good.
Amen.
We can't go half stepping with God. Either we go all the way or don't go at all.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, the Bible shows us right. Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. Brother William, get me 2 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Parker, here goes a good one for you now. You might can use this on Sunday. 2 Peter, chapter 1, start at verse 3-9. Let's see what life is all about.
The Bible says, as His divine power,
as His divine power
has given to all of us,
He's given to all of
us, all things that pertain to
life
and
godliness
through the knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and virtue.
Oh, Lord, read.
By which also we have been given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
Read.
That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature.
Read.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world.
Oh, we escaped it.
Hear what
God said? We done escaped it. What is that problem about? Huh?
Going back to it.
Oh, man. What I'm talking about, we're going back to it.
After having escaped, we turn around.
Oh, Lord.
But also for this very reason, giving all diligence
and to your faith.
Virtue. And the virtue knowledge.
And the knowledge what?
And the knowledge self-control.
Oh, you got to be self-control.
And self-control, perseverance.
Perseverance.
And to perseverance, godliness.
And to godliness,
brotherly kindness.
Oh,
amen.
And to brotherly kindness, love.
Brethren, if we got that today, what Peter just said, we better get it.
Amen. That's what we
amen.
Need.
Brethren.
The church needs more.
Brethren,
We better get it together down here. Amen. We got to love the brother.
Amen.
Father, then we might as well shut the book. Leroy, you got a brand new book in your hand.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't love your brother, you might as well shut it.
Not doing me any good.
That's right. It ain't helping you none.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You got to follow this book, brother John.
This book is right. I don't give a care who be president.
Yes,
I don't care who is elected in office.
Amen.
God is a, let me tell you something. God is in the kingdoms of men.
He is overall.
Donald Trump ain't smart. He think he is.
The king of kings.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on that. We think Donald Trump got all the sense. Donald Trump ain't got half of the sense he should have.
All right.
God got all the sense.
Amen.
What's going to tell you, brother? God's going to show us something to wake us up to see the light of the world. See, the world is dead. We got to bring the world to life.
We are the light in the world.
Watch this here. Watch this. Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Go to Matthew chapter 5.
All
and let's start at verse 13 through 16.
Matthew chapter 5.
Start at verse 13 through 16. Let's see what the Bible says about this lifestyle here.
All right. Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount.
All right, brethren. Here you go.
He says, and do not lead us into temptation.
Read.
But deliver us from the evil.
Read.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And if you forgive men, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Read.
But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Read.
Moreover, brethren, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, and they that they may appear to men to be fasting. Verily, verily, I say to you, they have their reward.
Oh Lord, have
but you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father also sees in secret and will reward you openly.
Read.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on
earth. Oh, there they go again.
And rust destroy. And what thieves break in and steal.
Oh, Lord.
But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where neither thieves do break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
We in trouble, Brother William.
Got to be the light of the world, my brother.
But we got to be the light of the world.
Got to wake up.
Oh, God is on the front.
Turn on the light.
And we think God ain't looking. We act like God don't see nothing. We act like God is just out in space and just not doing nothing. God is letting us see what that's all about. Look at all this tragedy happening within the 6 months.
Yes.
That these people been running to presidents and Congress and all of that. And look at all this death. Now, you would expect 5 children at one time to die on a school bus with a 24-year-old driver.
Yeah.
Well.
Children.
Yes.
He got to live with that, Leroy.
Yes, he does.
How in the world? And do you know what? Not only that, 2 weeks before that, he ran into a car with a bus. Almost killed somebody. They were blessed that they lived.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then we got a man, because he had a family problem, he killed him, a policeman.
Yeah.
That ain't that pitiful. Oh, that's a sad change before God.
Yes.
But yet, we won't go to the book and find the answer.
God is the answer.
If God is the answer, Brother William, you don't need to come back here no more, and we don't need to come together no more.
God is the answer.
God is the only answer.
He gives up everything.
Amen.
Christ is God.
And God.
And we don't even want that, brother. What's wrong with us?
Foolish.
We're crazy. We messed up.
Yes.
We're a sinful nation.
Yes.
And we just want to play with sin all the time. We're not trying to get out of it. God opened the door to heaven, and then we still want to go, well, I got to pray with it for a little longer. I got date this little lady, and I got to kiss this little lady over here, and I got to hug up with this man over here. Now I don't want to be, I don't want to date no woman. I'm going to get me a man. How the world are you going to do that?
Well,
two people in this world, when he first created man and woman, he made male and female, and no other body in the world, and now we got every kind of person in the world going with everybody.
Man.
Mercy. Oh, and then we wonder why the world is dying. The world is dying because of sin.
Man.
Destroying this world.
Destroying
the nation. It's destroyed every day. And we fill up and don't even try to do nothing about it.
Amen.
Oh, God. It's going to be too late.
Yeah.
It's going to be too late, brother. But it's going to be too late for some of us because we're not paying attention to God.
That's it.
God says, you know what we do? You know, we're so sinful. God can say something so plain and so clear to us, and we'll turn our back on it.
All right.
But guess what, my brother? Now, watch this. When we get in trouble and we sick or we come up with a disease, what fall out of your lip? Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I didn't know God would let this happen to me. Well, did God really let it happen to you? Think about what you were doing.
Amen.
You were sinning, and you let it happen to yourself.
Amen.
God told you what to do, and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You come up with cancer. You come up with AIDS. You come up with this. You come up with that. Ain't God's fault. That's your fault.
Amen.
God gave you one wife. That's the wife you to keep. If you can't get along with it, you go about your business.
Yeah.
If she gets caught up in a doctrine or whatever situation, you go about your business, and if you find your another wife and she's a Christian woman, you stick with that to the end.
Yeah.
But don't go jumping from bed to bed. All the Bible folks are jumping from bed to bed.
That's
from house to house, now, as they call it. Commit adultery, commit fornication. Do every sin under the heaven, and then say, oh, God, they're going to do that to me because, you know, I'm a child of God. And you know, the sin is not that bad now. I'm a child of God.
Uh-huh.
How in the world are you a child of God? You said it. God's children ain't supposed to practice sin.
Amen. We all go.
Huh? Now, everybody, I'm God's child. God's child. I don't read that in God's word.
All these churches.
Every church you see going up now belong to God. Well, my question still is this. The devil church do too then. If that church belong to God, what about the devil church?
Ooh.
See what I mean? When I ask people that question, oh, no, they ain't God's church. Well, yours ain't either. Because you ain't in the right one.
The only one.
Jesus built one. And I only read what in the Bible. Today I read about just the church of Christ itself.
Yeah.
And I read the book of Ephesians. I read the book of Colossians. And I kept reading. And you know what I read? Everything I read was in Christ. I didn't read nothing that nobody else. In Christ. And yet we got folks saying, well, you ain't got to be a member of the church of Christ to be in Christ. How are you going to get in Christ then? Explain that to me. You have to be baptized and nothing. You have to even be added to the church. Just join the church.
Yeah.
I don't read that in God's word.
No worrying about it.
See, what happened, people are so foolish to the core, as they say,
because
they don't even know what church to get into. And when we come along and expose the darkness, they want to jump on us.
Yeah.
They want to cuss us out.
Man.
But a false preacher can come along and tell him Jesus. Just say Jesus. And all everybody get emotional, jumping all around, hopping all over everything, running all up and down church aisles, busting their head open all over. But we just preach and pray to there's some old brethren in the Church of Christ. Get there. Well, brethren, you should just preach that.
Yeah.
Ain't preaching too much old hell. Well, you know what? I got to ask for that. We ain't preaching enough on it because we're looking at all the world going to hell.
Amen.
We ain't preaching enough on it, Brother Parker.
All right.
Right.
We preaching too less on it. Ezekiel said, warn the people.
Yeah.
How are we going to warn them? He's going to blow the trumpet. And God said in Isaiah chapter 58, in verse 1, he said, blow the trumpet loud. Speak loud. That's what he meant to say.
Yeah.
Tell the folk like it is.
Amen.
Whether they like it or not. I ain't worried about who don't like what I say from God's word. Long as I'm coming from the word of God, you can accept it or you can reject it. I'm going to get my reward. I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
In 2 Timothy 4. There's a crowd of righteousness laid up for me that's better than it is for Paul.
Yes.
All I got to do is faithful to the word of God.
That's it.
I got to say faithful. A preacher can't take me to heaven.
Ooh.
But God did. That's what I fear.
Jesus.
If you don't fear God, you don't fear nothing.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the way it is. Here is the book. Do you fear God?
All right.
Do you fear God?
Yes.
If you don't, you better fear God.
Amen.
Because, boy, you don't want God to do something for you.
Mm.
You know what? God can do it this way. An eye can go out, and you can't get it back.
Mm.
A leg can be cut off,
Yes. And
you can't get it back.
Mm-hmm.
An arm can get broke. It gets cut off, you can't get it back. I ain't talking about those things that the doctor put on you. I'm talking about your real arm that you were born with.
Mm.
See, God can put you to death and still keep you here on this earth.
Yeah.
But you know that he is God.
Amen.
See, there are some people on this earth, Brother Parker, ain't got all their lives. God has put it on their minds. Oh, God will get your attention. Like I said, he's going to get our attention through these presidents here.
Yes.
See,
Amen.
One president said to go, the other one said to come in, and God said, I'm going to wake you up now. He said, this man ain't going to use nothing but it. And a lot of people are going to flock to that man.
Yeah.
But watch what God's going to do.
Amen.
God's going to do just what he did in the days of Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh.
Nebuchadnezzar was a rich king.
Yeah.
He had a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not speed.
Yeah.
But guess what? When God got through with him, he was crawling around and he grass off the ground.
That's right.
Everything got low. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even straighten up anymore until God decided to straighten him up.
That's right.
I read the book the other day. It's in the book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, the fourth chapter. Just read the whole chapter.
Yes.
It was talking about Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar played the role of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I read the whole thing.
All right.
I took Isaiah and read some of it. I said, oh, Lord, I see what you said. Oh, you got something for us and we don't get together.
Mm.
Brother,
yeah. It's
done.
Amen.
I tell you, you got me like I'm crazy. And say, oh, that man don't know what he's talking about. He's in a wheelchair. Okay, wheelchair. You keep looking at the wheelchair. When it all comes down to it, God will show us all something.
Amen.
He's showing it now, brother. But we ain't paying no attention to it.
Yeah.
We overlooking it.
Mm-hmm.
But all God oh, well, you below.
Yes.
See, we got too many high-minded preachers.
Yeah.
And God got to get the dead preachers out to put the live ones in. Talk to me. See, God knows who's going to preach the word. He already knows.
Amen.
He knows who's going to stick the book. See, that's what God looking at. I gave you the book. You better stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I made a sacred vow, Brother William. No play game with God.
Yeah.
Satan, by, I can give me one more chance. That's
yes.
what I ask God. I ain't just a whole lot of chances.
Yes.
One more chance.
Amen.
Your word
Amen.
To a lost and dying generation, I believe it's going to happen just the way I ask God. Because every day I'm asking God for wisdom. And you know what? God ain't turned me down yet.
Amen.
Amen.
I say it. God said, you ask me in faith. I'll give it to you. James chapter 1, verse 5.
Yes.
What does Solomon ask in a dream? In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. He asked for wisdom. And God
Amen.
Gave it to him. He gave him wisdom.
Yes.
Now, Solomon chose to go wrong, but God gave him wisdom when he started out.
Yes.
He had it
Amen.
All. God gave him riches. He had it all.
Yes.
But it wasn't the riches that messed him up. It was the women that he bowed down to, and their God. That's what messed him up. If you read Nehemiah the 13th chapter, verse 25 and 26, you will see what God is trying to get us to see. What thing can keep us out of heaven? Either money, or women, or sin. Going to keep us out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Preach the word, brethren. I ask God for wisdom for my brethren that are sincere. If you're not sincere, I ain't going to pray for my problems.
Yes.
You got to be sincere with God for me to pray for you.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be sincere, I'm going to pray on you. Because, see, you playing with God, and I'm about going to hell with you.
Amen.
I go to hell by myself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, I don't have to go to hell, Brother Parker.
Yes,
sir. Yes. Oh, we going to pay for it if we don't get it right. God warned us, Brother William.
Amen.
He warned us. He told us what to do, and we said, well, you know, I got time. Brother William, how long do you think time is? Time ain't like 8 o'clock.
Mm.
Oh,
amen.
That's the time.
Amen.
And God got the handle of life. He can take it or he can give it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But sit there and cry. We in trouble.
Yes.
Please, the United States is in trouble, Brother Parker.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is the biggest trouble that ever been in history.
Yes.
We got everything going on backwards instead of going forward.
Well,
and God told the children of Israel, you're not going to go forward, you're going backwards. Because
amen.
Of sin.
Yes.
I was reading that too the other day, Brother Will, while the children of Israel thought they were going somewhere and they were steady going backwards.
Mm.
God said, I ain't going to let you go nowhere. Then he said, I'm going to let you wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes.
And they wandered all of you. Oh, man, Lord have mercy. All of God. Ain't that a sad situation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God have mercy on us. Brethren, get it together.
Yes.
Tired of running out on us in the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe what God said? I'm getting ready to close on this message because I will leave one point coming here a little bit. Here's what the Bible said. We have heard the message tonight.
Amen.
Romans 6:17. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
We have believed the word of God, Acts 15, verse 7. We have repented of our sins, Acts 3:19.
Yes.
And then after we have repented, then we confess Christ to be the Son of God, Acts 8:37. And then we are buried in water,
the
plain ordinary water by faith in Christ. And the Lord said, now listen to this. And the Lord said, I will add you to the church.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot join the Church of Christ. I don't care who you are and what you are and what you claim to be. But if the Lord don't add you to the church, you cannot be saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Now the Lord has spoke, and that's the end of the conversation.
Amen.
Let's go with the Lord's way. Stop arguing and fighting with one another, and let's get on the ball and run this race like we're supposed to.
Amen.
Let's get it straight. I turn over to you, Brother Parker, or Brother William.
Just to our radio audience, and to Brother Parker, Brother Johnson, and my fellow minister of Christ, Brother Brown, our moderators, and Brother in Christ. As Brother Johnson vehemently and passionately said with us, we as men of God have a responsibility as the watchman of the people of God.
Amen.
We have to handle the word rightly.
Amen.
To divide it rightly. To teach it properly.
Amen.
To instruct faithful men in the faithful word that they may be able to teach others also.
Amen.
This is our responsibility. Preach the word.
All right.
Yes.
Out of season, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, whether they like it, whether they don't like it, preach it because the word of God is the truth.
Amen.
Jesus
said,
John 17:17, sanctify them, that is, save them by truth.
Amen.
Thy word.
Amen.
Save them, preserve them, guarantee them, set them apart for your service. See, sanctification is important.
Amen.
Because our sanctification is is about being sanctified to God.
That's right.
Yeah. We're not sanctified to ourselves.
That's right.
It's not about my church and my congregation and my
members.
But I'm doing this and I'm that and you know, God is doing everything through me. God works through whom he will.
Amen.
So we must feel ourselves to work the work of God.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to love one another.
Amen.
We got to love with the love of Christ. Listen,
amen.
Our love is to be gentle, and our love is to be disciplinary. Sometimes we need to exhort, and we need to encourage, and we need to succor, and sometimes we need to rebuke, reprove, and we need to admonish our brethren.
Amen.
It's important
Amen.
That we have been entrusted with the knowledge, with the greater wisdom and understanding that we teach it and impart it to those of our brethren.
Amen.
Brother Johnson and
Amen.
I, Texas, the Paul Addition Church of Christ, we encourage anybody who wants to, feel free to come down and worship with us. What you
said
is that we are committed to teaching the church what it needs to know. We want to give the people the sense of the word. Don't just quote the scripture, but break it down and charge each and every one of us with the responsibility to follow and obey the word.
Amen.
Read your Bible. Study your Bible.
Amen.
Ask questions and receive the answer. See, there's an answer from God for everything that we need to know about our spiritual and our eternal life. But what we want to do, we tend to want to try to do it our way. We got to stay away from following our own wisdom and judgment, and that we follow the wisdom and the judgment and the understanding and the wit of God. We got to tell the truth and shame the devil.
Amen.
We got to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that God came down in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, was born according to the flesh, lived a perfect human life, and gave that life as a sacrifice for the sins of all mankind when he died on the cross. His blood. But I'm going to tell you something. We got to keep preaching the message. Salvation is not automatic. Just because you've been born in the world don't mean that you have eternal life automatically. We have to obey the gospel.
Man.
The problem with man is when he's born, he's innocent, free of sin, perfect. But as he grows up, his senses become exercised. The lust of his flesh becomes enlightened. And man sins. Because of sin, we need to repent and return to God.
Amen.
Jesus said, for sin, you must be born again.
All right.
I was born without sin when I was born into the world. But when sin is again, Jesus says, you must be born again. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. That's water baptism according to the faith of the gospel by the power of God's Holy Spirit. And we will receive as a gift, we will receive the guarantee of the Holy Spirit in our life. God says, I'm going to be there. I'm going to provide spiritual food, spiritual strength, and eternal life for you. All you got to do is do my will.
That's it.
Amen.
There's no better life to live than that of a Christian. And the only way one can be a Christian, you must be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Everything that you receive of a spiritual blessing, it's going to be received when we have placed our soul in Christ by obeying the gospel.
Amen.
We are tied into Christ.
Amen.
Galatians 3, 26, and 27. We become children of God by being born of the water and the Spirit. Being baptized into Christ makes us children of God. makes you a member of God's family. You don't have to join the family. You don't have to join no church. You don't have to be adopted. You are born into the spiritual family of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen and brethren, this message must continue to be preached. We must live above the hypocrisy, the hatred, the sinful lust, the evil thoughts, the lies, and the threats, and the envy and the jealousy. We must live above those attitudes and those actions. But the only way you can do it, you must be empowered by God through the power of His Word.
Amen.
We must have a faith.
Amen.
Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. For he that cometh to God must first believe that God is.
Amen.
And then he must believe the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
You got to seek God diligently. You got to always be seeking to do the will of God. You can't be half-stepping. You can't be sometimes. Sometimes I'm seeking God, and sometimes I'm seeking myself. I'm doing what I want to do. Mm. You got to stay with the Lord. You must be faithful unto death.
Amen.
Even if it kills you.
Amen.
This gospel we must preach. This gospel we must live. This gospel we must profess and confess by the life we live.
That's
Jesus, you are the light of the world. Why? Because the world is lost in sinful darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian light is the only way that men will be able to find their way out of that sinful darkness into Christ.
Amen.
We got to live our lives, brethren, living in the light. Ephesians chapter 5 says we got to walk in the light because we are children of light. We are children of faith and not of the darkness.
Amen.
So we got to wake up. We got to walk in the Spirit. Because only when we walk in the Spirit will we be able to please God.
Mm.
You cannot
please
God walking in the flesh.
That's right.
God is saying, I'm looking for faithful. I'm looking for devoted servants. God is looking for faithful, devoted Christians to worship Him and to serve Him. That's what God wants. God is Spirit. God is Holy Spirit. God is Righteous Spirit. God is absolute truth. God is looking for those who worship Him and serve Him in sincerity of heart and mind according to His truth. We got to be on vigil. We got to be on guard. We got to be on alert. We got to focus. We got to set our affection on the things above, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, and not on the things of the earth.
Amen.
We've got to be wise,
amen,
not be foolish. We've got to be sober. We can't be drunk. We've got to live holy lives. He's our holy, even as your Father in heaven is holy.
Amen.
God is holy. And God,
amen,
is holy. God has made us a holy nation in Christ.
Mm.
We have to live up to our calling. That's what our
responsibility
is, brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian friends, and we as ministers and teachers and elders and those who feed the church the spiritual word of God, we must continue to preach His word. We must fail without fear, without hesitation. We got to tell the truth and shame the devil.
That's it.
Amen.
If it knock knees out of joint, if you cuss, fuss, and bust, we still got to teach the truth.
Amen.
The Bible,
yes,
Word of God, it has not changed over the years, and it will not change.
Amen.
We, as humans,
amen,
those who would be servants of God, we must make the changes that are necessary in order to please God.
Amen.
Brother Parker,
amen.
I'm trying to close us out. May God bless each and one. under the sound of our voice tonight.
Amen.
We really enjoyed tonight, and we hope, trust, and pray that this will get everybody to try to do right come Thursday, which is what we call Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, Thanksgiving, who do you first recognize for Thanksgiving?
We've
got to let God know that. We've got to let God Almighty know how thankful we are. And let us do that this Thursday night. We won't be on the air this Thursday night, but we do want our members to be thankful to God for the whole day. When you meet with your families and whatever, just have the faith that you have to have. And if you're members of the body of Christ, please give thanks to God. Not just for that day, but every day. We eat turkey on that day and all this kind of stuff, but that every day we'll be thankful. And since this United States is going to recognize that as a Thanksgiving Day, that's them doing it for one day out of a year. But we do it all the time. And since that's going to be one day, let us pray harder and thank Him greater than anybody else on planet Earth. Please let us do that as members of the body of Christ, Father. We've enjoyed tonight, and Brother Johnson and Brother William did a wonderful job on tonight. Brother Parker IV is not in town tonight, so we just thank so much for this. And we want to pray to God and ask Him to bless us. Let us bow. Father God, we come humbly bowed before Thy throne of grace. Thank You for another wonderful day that You've granted unto us. Not that we just do good, but Your grace and Your mercy through Jesus has made this day possible. Bless our families, our homes, and our loved ones, and let love abide as a mighty stream. Bless all true gospel churches throughout the world, the churches of Christ, and the members that are living and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Let us walk more abundantly and strongly in the midst of all the foolishness that's going on planet Earth. Father, for we know things they live forever. But we are all that are members of the body of Christ. Our goal is to walk the streets of gold in heaven one day eternally with You, Father. Bless all true gospel ministers as they continue to preach the gospel as things get worse and worse, but we know You have always commanded us to preach the doctrine of Christ. You've always taken care of Your own. We read it in the Bible, Father. Thank You, Lord. Be with us, Father, and bless us going through this holiday season. There are always some tough times because Satan gets wild on these holidays, Father. But bless us that we can be able to come back on next Tuesday night and preach the most provocative gospel that we can. Be with us, our families, our homes, and our loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen, amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, Brother Parker. God bless you and your family. Brother Johnson, God bless you and your family. And have a wonderful day. Every day. Give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
For He is worthy and deserving of our thanks and our praise.
Amen.
God bless each and everyone.
Amen.
God bless us all.
Yes, sir. Bless us all. Brother William, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, the Fools, and myself, and all true gospel ministers and members of the body of Christ throughout the world. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Brother Johnson, would you give us a closing prayer?
You closed us out just now, didn't you?
We did. Oh, okay. Man, I'm moving so fast. I know you're fast. All right.
Excuse me, my brother. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. What is going to be? Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you, my brother. We're going to wherever we go.
Amen.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, we certainly had a wonderful time tonight, I'm telling you.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Y'all take care and God bless you and have a nice, but man, they set up a Thanksgiving Day, but we know it's always thankful. But eat you some good food and have a good time with your family. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Yes, sir.